Classic Business Tax.
Well, this feature is brought to you by BDO, the fastest growing audit advisory and tax firm globally. And it's one of those things that you need to personally experience. Otherwise, I don't think you'll ever fully comprehend how frustrating things can become, especially if you're a small business. VAT refunds. And when you get audited by SARS officials before payment of your VAT refund, you can expect a long and winding road of frustration. And obviously, when you need the business, the cash flow for your business, it's never the best time. Now, it's not an isolated occurrence. In the budget this year, Minister of Finance Tito Mboweni stated that SARS is committed to reducing the 31 billion rand VAT backlog that currently exists. Christopher Renwick, tax attorney at Tax Consulting South Africa. Clearly, the frustration felt by taxpayers is appropriate given such a massive backlog, but why is this so difficult to clear?
Hi, Mike. How are you doing? Look, the difficulty arises on two fronts. One, you know, you've got from SARS's side, and they go through their processes. They want to be stringent. Sometimes there's administrative difficulties and, you know, perceived administrative holdups that maybe aren't fair. But on the other side, taxpayers also seem to not quite focus on getting the documents in order, and they submit to SARS what they perceive to be correct. And that doesn't go through, and SARS obviously denies the refund there. So it's a twofold effect between systemic issues at SARS and taxpayers being sort of off the ball with their documents.
And we must add that there is a lot of VAT refund fraud that takes place.
Sorry, just say that again. I apologize.
There is a lot of VAT refund fraud that takes place.
100%. 100%. I mean, you can replicate a tax invoice sort of on any PC, submit the supporting documents, and VAT fraud is there. And SARS do have to obviously look out for this and undertake the verification processes to avoid this. So that is another step in the process that creates a delay.
So what advice would you have for taxpayers if they're faced with all of these bureaucratic hoops created by constant requests for documentation that support the rebate?
Well, I would say, you know, first and foremost, internal look, make sure that your documents are correct, and maybe run them past someone who can give you a second step. Secondly, if you sort of get to the point where SARS really is appearing to be a bit overly bureaucratic and placing a burden on you to produce documents that are onerous or non-existent or perhaps unnecessary, consider taking, you know, the tax dispute steps that are available. Maybe head to the tax court and see what you can do there. That might be a second step.
Well, the legal route is certainly embedded in our tax law as part of the whole dispute resolution process. So that is always an option, but generally a last resort if you're a small business. Christopher Renwick, tax attorney at Tax Consulting South Africa, with this week's tax feature brought to you by BDO, the fastest growing audit advisory and tax firm globally.